spent millions of years drifting among them, categorizing the life forms which rose and fell on their planets, indexing the physical parameters of the multitudinous solar systems. It witnessed interstellar empires that bloomed and failed, and planet-bound civilizations that were lost to the final night, as their stars cooled to frozen iron. Saint-like cultures and the most bestial savagery, all clicking neatly into place within its infinite interior. It progressed inwards on a loose line towards the scintillating glow of the galactic core, and in doing so arrived at the volume of space populated by the Confederation. Lalonde, freshly discovered, and on the edge of the territory, was the first human world it encountered. The Lysilf arrived at the star's Oort cloud in 2610. After it passed through the band of circling, sleeping comets, occasional laser and microwave emissions impinged on its perception field boundary. They were weak, random fragments of overspill from the communication beams of starships entering orbit above Lalonde. A preliminary survey showed the Lysilf two centers of sentient life in the solar system, Lalonde itself, with the human and Tyratka settlers, and Aethra, the young Edenist habitat, in its solitary orbit above Murora. As always in cases of life discovery, it first performed analytical sweeps of the barren planet. The four inner worlds, sun-blasted Kolkot and the glossy Gatli with its immense lethal atmosphere, then skipping past Lalonde to review airless Pluis and the icy, Mars-like Coam. The five gas giants followed, Murora, Bullis, and Achille, Tor, and distant Puchk with its strange cryochemistry. All of them had their own moon systems and individual milieu requiring examination. The Lysilf took 15 months to classify their composition and environment, then swooped in towards Lalonde. The search through the jungle took 8 hours. Three-quarters of Abadale's adult population turned out to help. They found Gwyn Lawes 15 minutes after Renison had set below the horizon. Most of him. Because it was a sace which had killed him, because the ropes had been taken off his wrists and ankles and the gag removed from his mouth, because his electromagnetic rifle and all his other possessions were accounted for, everyone accepted it was a natural, if horrible, death. It was the Ivets who were assigned to dig the grave.